In the last verses of Malachi, it says that the prophet Elijah will come before the second coming. Do you agree?
Yes, I do, but we do need to explain what that means with Elijah coming. Now, turn with me, first of all, to the verse where we have this prophecy, and I'm happy for this question. It's actually a very, very interesting, short little study. If we connect a couple of verses, I believe that this subject will be very clear for you. If you turn to the book of Malachi, which is the last prophet in the Old Testament, the last book in the Old Testament, that's where we find this prophecy in Malachi chapter 4 and verses 5 and 6. The very two last verses of the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 4 verses 5 and 6, the Bible says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." So that's the prophecy that is given by Malachi. Malachi was the last prophet before Jesus came, or before John the Baptist actually, and John the Baptist and Jesus came. About 400 years before Christ, this prophecy was given. Now with this in mind, turn with me now to Luke chapter 1. Luke and chapter 1, because here we are going to find the fulfillment of, the first fulfillment of this prophecy. Luke chapter 1, and take a look at verse 17. Luke chapter 1 and verse 17. Here Gabriel appears unto Zacharias, which is the father of John the Baptist, and he tells Zacharias that he's going to have a child that with Elizabeth, that he's going to have a child, and that he is to call him John. And then he prophesies about the life of John. And take notice of verse 17. Verse 17, "And he," this is the words of Gabriel here, the highest angel in heaven, "and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." So here actually Gabriel is taking the scripture of Malachi, the prophecy of Malachi, and applying it to who? To John the Baptist. Now, if Gabriel makes that interpretation, we can be pretty sure that it's right. So the first interpretation, the first application of that prophecy would be to the life of John the Baptist. That doesn't mean that John the Baptist is Elijah reincarnated. No. As a matter of fact, they came out to the desert and they asked him, "Are you Elijah?" And he said, "No." So what we're looking at here is the spirit of Elijah. The spirit that was upon Elijah working mightily in his days is now the same spirit that is working through John the Baptist. Another very good text for that is found in Matthew. So just turn with me back from Luke to Matthew and chapter 11, Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12. Matthew 11 and verse 12. And hear the words of Jesus as he talks about the ministry of John the Baptist. And in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12, he says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John," and look at verse 14, "and if you will receive it, this is Elijah, which was for to come." So Jesus is pointing to the ministry of John the Baptist and says, this is Elijah. Here is the spirit of Elijah working in this generation. Now just think about it for a moment. The spirit of Elijah is working in John the Baptist to prepare a generation for Christ's first coming. Couldn't we then expect that the spirit of Elijah will once again work in the final generation, the 144,000 that are mentioned in Revelation, to prepare for Christ's second coming? So what we're actually seeing is not a reincarnation of Elijah, but the spirit of Elijah that was very, if you study the life of Elijah, it was powerful. The way he preached, the way he brought the message, the way he conducted himself, all the life of Elijah, characteristics of that life are seen in John the Baptist, and they will be seen in the final generation before Jesus comes. So we can pray that we may receive the spirit of Elijah. And you can study the life of Elijah. Remember the great event on the Mount of Carmel where he challenged the false prophets and God manifested himself through by sending fire from heaven? It was a great revival in those days, and a great revival will be again manifested before Jesus comes.
It's interesting with Elijah that at that time King Ahab was wandering away from the truth as they had it. And Elijah's call was to bring them back as it was in the time of Christ, as it will be in these days.
That's right.
The world needs a lot of help nowadays. I think we could all agree with that.
Yes.